B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Iruvin Daf Chof. We're going to start on the very top line. We're in the middle of the various questions that Abaya asked Rabba regarding the Pasei Birois. When and how one was allowed to use this special leniency the Chachomim made, that if you want to be able to draw water from a well, which in and of its own has the status of Roshos HaYochid, in an area that surrounding the well is Roshos HaRabim, you have to enclose an area around this well that it should have a status of Roshos HaYochid. In order to do that, and you couldn't just put up walls in the middle of Roshos HaRabim, so the Chachomim allowed us to use Diyumdin, which are posts on each of four corners, and providing that the area between each post is not too wide, then they were allowed to carry within this post. And we said that the animals that are in this post, that are within these posts, that are within this enclosed area, have to be at least 2 amos, which means that the head and most of the animal has to be within the enclosed area when you're giving it to drink. That's what we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Says the Gemara, Boy mine Abaya mi Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following question. Chotzer sheroisho nichnas lebein hapasim. These posts are called pasim, boards. What happens, it's normally we're talking about that these corners, this enclosed area, is in the middle of Roshos HaRabim, and in the center of it, or somewhere within the area of these pasim, you've got a well. What happens if on one of the sides of these pasei birois, on one of the sides, the opening, which according to one manda oma is not allowed to be more than 10 amas, according to another manda oma it's not allowed to be more than 13 and a third, but what happens if in this opening, between one corner post and the next, you actually have an opening into a chotzer? Mahu letaltil mitoicho lebein hapasim. Are you allowed to carry from the chotzer into the area between these pasim or not? Umibena pasim letoicha. And are you allowed to carry from the area between the pasim into the chotzer? In the event that the usage within these pasei birois is considered similar to that of a chotzer, then it's considered one chotzer being flashed with another chotzer. You're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other unless you make an Eruvei Chatzeris. However, if the usage in these pasei birois is not considered as a significant usage, then it's just considered a regular Roshos HaYochid. It has its leniencies with the way the walls are made, but it's considered a Roshos HaYochid, and you can carry from there into the chotzer and vice versa. That was Abaya's question. Answers the Gemara, answers Rabba, Omale Mutter. Rabba said it was Mutter, you're allowed to carry from the area between these boards and the chotzer, and vice versa. Shtayim mai. What happens if you have 2 chatzeris, one adjacent to the other, next to each other, with a wall going in between them, and the end of these 2 chatzeris are between these pasim? Are you also allowed to carry between the chotzer and the area between the pasim, and vice versa? Shtayim mai. Omale, Rabba answered to Abaya, Osir. In this case, it will be osa to carry from the chotzer, from either chotzer, into the area between the pasim, and vice versa. Omar Rav Huna, shtayim asurim, when you have 2 chatzeris that are open to this area, bein hapasim, it's osa vafilu irvoi. Even in the event that the 2 chatzeris, in and of themselves, they had an eruv chatzeris. Because we've already seen a little bit, there's 2 different concepts of an Eruv Chatzeris. One idea of an Eruv Chatzeris is that all the homes within one chotzer have to make an Eruv to become one. And then they can all carry in the chotzer. Another type of Eruv Chatzeris is if you have 2 chatzeris that are next to each other, then in order to carry from one chotzer to the next, you have to make an Eruv Chatzeris. One of the conditions to be able to do that is that you have an opening, a significant sized opening, a door or window, between one chotzer and the next. If you have such an opening, then you can make an Eruvei Chatzeris and carry from one to the other. So Rav Huna said that even if the 2 chatzeris had a substantial and significant opening, and they made an Eruvei Chatzeris between them. And now, for all intents and purposes, as far as the halachas of carrying are concerned, the two Chatzeris are considered a single Chatzer. Nonetheless, Rav Huna says you're not allowed to carry from this Chatzer, these Chatzeris, into the area between the Pasim and vice versa. Why did he say that? Gezeira Shema Yoimru Eruv Moil Lebein HaPasim. One of the fundamental differences between Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Muvois is that when you have two Chatzeres that both open up into a Movui, then the two Chatzeres can join up by doing Shitufei Muvois. That means the very fact that there's a single Movui serving both Chatzeres, you can make a type of an Eruv similar to Eruvei Chatzeres, but it's called Shitufei Muvois. But that you can only do if you have a Movui. If you don't have a Movui, it's just two Chatzeres next to each other, you have different conditions. There, we need to have a significant opening between the two Chatzeres. Over here, Rav Huna says that we're afraid that people are not going to know that there's an entrance between the two Chatzeres. They're going to think this is similar to two Chatzeres that are independently open into a shared area, which is between the Pasim, and the reason, in the event that we would allow them to carry from the Chotzer into this area, people will think that the area between the Pasim is similar to a Movui. In the same way as a Movui, if you have two Chatzeres entering the same Movui, you can make a Shitufei Muvois, people will think that this area between the Pasim has the halachas of a Movui. Proof being that the people of the two Chatzeres can carry from the Chotzer into the Movui, and vice versa. And we know that's a serious mistake, because a Movui, we know that it has to be longer more than it's wide, and there are other halachas that, and it mustn't be mefulosh, it mustn't go straight through, it has to be walled on at least three sides, and in these Pasei Birois, it's not walled on three sides, it goes straight through, so it would be very bad if people thought that this has the halachas of a Movui, and people will not know that the reason that the two Chatzeres are considered one is not because the area between the Pasim is called a Movui, rather because there's an entranceway between the two Chatzeres and they made Eruvei Chatzeres. People might not see that entrance and think that it's because the area between the Pasim is a Movui. Therefore, Rav Huna said that you cannot carry from these Chatzeres into the area between the Movui. Shema Yoimru Eruv Moyel Lebein HaPasim. People will think that the Eruvei, that an Eruv works with the area between the Pasim, similar to a Mavui, and that will be a mistake. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Rava says Irvoi, if they made an Eruvei Chatzeres between them, because there's a significant entranceway between the two Chatzeres, then the two Chatzeres are considered one entity, one Roshos, and then Mutar. Then they can carry from that now merged Chotzer into the area Bein HaPasim, and vice versa. We're not worried that what people are going to think. Omale Abaye L'Rava. Abaye brought proof to Rava. Tanya de Masei Eloch. I've got a brisa that seems to be proof to agree with what you're saying. Chotzer Sharoisha Echod Nichnas L'Bein HaPasim. If you have a Chotzer whose opening opens into the area between the Pasim, you can carry from the area between the boards and the chotzer and vice versa. Aval shtayim, if there are two chatzeres opening into this area, osir, then it's osir, because then you have two different reshuyas, two different chatzeres, people from two different reshuyas, they're both reshus hayochids, biblically speaking, but they're both going to be sharing the area between the pasim, that's osir. You need some type of an Eruv. And you can't use Shitufei Muvois because it's not a Movui. So therefore, Shtayim is Asa. Bameh Devar Mamurim says the Braisa, when is it true that if there's two Chatzeres opened between the Pasim, that neither of them are allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the area Bein HaPasim and vice versa? Is only Shaloi Eruvoi if they between themselves didn't make an Eruv. Aval Eruvoi, if the two Chatzeres made an Eruv together, thanks to the air, to the opening between the two Chatzeres, then Mutorim, they are together considered a single Chotzer, and they can carry to the area between the Muvois, like like Rava said, not like Rav Huna. Asks the Gemara, Lema teva tiufta de Rav Huna. Maybe this price you just brought is actually a refutation on what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said that when you have two chatzeirais, you cannot carry under any circumstances into the area between the pasim. Says the Gemara, no. Amalacha Rav Huna, Rav Huna will answer you. Hasam de hodron ve irvon. There is a case where you have two chatzeirais that they're both opening into the area bein hapasim, and nonetheless, even Rav Huna will agree that they can carry in the area bein hapasim. And that is when it's crystal clear and self-evident to everybody who's looking at these chatzeirais that the two chatzeirais have made or are able to make an eruvei chatzeirais. Not because there was some doorway in between the two chatzeirais that maybe people didn't see. Rather, at some point, and there's a machlokes in the Roshonim, if it was right at the beginning of the chatzeirais, near where the Bein HaPasim, or if it's right at the end of the chatzeirais, but there was a proper recognizable breach between the two chatzeirais, and since there was a proper opening which everybody could see between the two chatzeirais, everybody will know that the reason that they can carry is because they made an Eruv chatzeirais based on that opening. And since everybody can see that there's such an opening which allows them to make their own private Eruvei chatzeirais, therefore everybody will understand why they can carry into the area Bein HaPasim and will not think that the area Bein HaPasim is considered a Mavui. But when you don't have a Hodron Ve'irvon, you don't have a very clear opening between the two chatzeirais, and you just have a doorway some place in between, then Rav Huna says people will not see this doorway. They'll think that they're carrying into this area because this area is considered a mavui. That will be a mistake, and therefore it's osa. Continues the Gemara, the next question Abaye is asking Rabba. Boye mine Abaye mi Rabba. Yovshu mayim b'shabbos mahu. We know that the purpose of making these posts around the well was that the oile regalim, or the animals of the Oile Regalim, could drink from the water without transgressing the Issa of carrying from the well, which is the Rishus HaYochid, into the area beyond the well, which was the Rishus HaRabim. What happens if the water in the well dried up? Either it was a pit with stagnant water, we saw this in a previous sugya, or it was a well that the source of water dried out. So now you have a well with no water, nobody can drink from it. There's an area around it that's been encircled with a very big leniency. It's porot merubah lo'imed. Normally, we don't let you carry and in an area that just has four posts, one on each corner. So, what's the halacha? Do we say that since when Shabbos came in, there was water there? And when Shabbos came in, you were allowed to carry in this area. It had the status of Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you can continue doing so for the entire duration of Shabbos, even though there's no more water? Or do we say no? Do we say they only allowed it because there was water there? Now there's no water, it's also. That was Abaya's question to Rabba. Omerle, Rabba answered to Abaya, Klum nasis mechitza, elo bishvil mayim. The Chachomim only allowed you to relate to this type of corners as being in the place of a mechitza, as a wall, only because there was water there that you wanted to be able to drink on Shabbos. Mayim enkan, in the event that there's no water there, mechitza enkan, then for all intents and purposes, at least rabbinically speaking, we look at these walls as if they are non-existent and you cannot carry in that area. Boy Rovin. Rovin now asked a question. Yovshu mayim b'Shabbos. What happens if when Shabbos came in, there was water there? Sometime during the duration of Shabbos, it dried out. Ubo b'Shabbos. And then the very same Shabbos, later on, it rained again and more water came into this well. Mahu. Do we say that now that again there's water in it, you're allowed to use the area as a Rishus HaYochid? Or do we say no? Omer le'Abaye. Abaye answered to Rovin, Yovshu b'Shabbos, in the event that it dried out on Shabbos and there's no water there, loy tiboy l'cho. That you shouldn't have any query about that. The boy minei demar, I asked that question to my master, Rabba, uposhet li da'osir, and he told me it was osir. If there's no water, you cannot carry there. Bo, if the water came back on Shabbos, nami loy tiboy l'cho, I suggest that even that you lay that question to rest. I'll tell you what the halach is. It's as if the mechitza, because what did we say before? that the Rabbanon only consider this a mechitza because there's water there. If the water became reintroduced on Shabbos, it's as if you made the mechitza on Shabbos. What's the halacha with mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos? The Tanya we learnt in a brisa. Kol mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos, any mechitza, any partition, any wall that was made on Shabbos, bein b'shoigeg, it doesn't matter if you did it by mistake, bein b'mezid, it doesn't matter if you did it intentionally, bein b'oindus, or if you had no choice, it was an oinus, bein b'rotzoin, or you did it willingly, shmo mechitza, it has the status of a mechitza. Here too, once the water comes back into the well, once there's water in the well, the Chachomim see this as a partition, and you're allowed to carry that. It's called a mechitza. Asks the Gemara, V'la'avitma alo, Omer of Nachman, lo'ishonu elo lizroik, avalitalte loy? Did Rav Nachman not say that any wall made on Shabbos has the status of a wall to the extent that it's considered, biblically speaking, as a Roshus HaYochid, and if you throw something from outside of it, from the Roshus HaRabim, into a walled area, even though it was also to make the wall on Shabbos, you will have transgressed the malach of carrying from Roshus HaRabim into Roshus HaYochid, you'll be chayiv. Avel Taltil, but to allow you to carry based and relying on walls that you made on Shabbos when you're not allowed to make walls on Shabbos? Maybe the Chachamim didn't allow you to do that. So how can you bring me proof from that brisa that you can carry within the Amudim? No, maybe it's only considered a Roshus HaYochid regarding that, biblically speaking, it's Roshus HaYochid, and if you throw something from outside into it, you'll be chayev. But who says you're allowed to do it? L'katchila, who says you're allowed to carry them? Says the Gemara, ki itma du Rav Nachman, amazed itmar. The only time that Rav Nachman said you're not allowed to use these walls that were made on Shabbos is if you intentionally transgress the issa of making a wall. Over here, not only did you not intentionally transgress the issa, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't make the wall. It rained, water came into the well, and as soon as there's water in the well, the Chachamim said you can associate the surrounding area as a walled-in area, as a Roshus HaYochid. You didn't do anything wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong, you're allowed to use those walls on Shabbos, even to carry in them. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Elazar, Hazayre klebein pasei birois, chayev. If you have a well with water in it, you have these dyumdin, these corner posts around it, the area between these posts is considered a Roshus HaYochid. And therefore, if you throw something from outside these posts, which is a Roshus HaRabim, into the area between these posts, chayev, you're going to be chayev chatos for transgressing the melacha of moitzi mirushus lirushus. Omalei pshita. Of course, it's a Roshus HaYochid. If it's a Roshus HaYochid, then if you carry or throw something from outside it into it, of course you're chayev. What's the chiddush? Ilav mechitzahi, if this would not be considered a mechitza creating a Roshus HaYochid, heicha mishtari leile malois, how would they allow you to fill up your utensils with water and draw them out of the pit? Of course it's a Roshus HaYochid, and therefore it can be taken for granted that if you throw from a Roshus HaYochid into this area, you're going to be chayev. Loi. It's not so posh, it says the Gemara. Tzricha, I need to say it, there's a chiddush. Do'ovad ke'en pasei birois b'Roshus HaRabim. What Rabbi Elazar was actually talking about was not that you had a well and you had the four corners. You're 100% right. Since the Chachomim allowed you to carry from the well into this area, of course it's a Roshus HaYochid. However, what happens if you put up four posts and there was no well here? In the middle of Roshus HaRabim, you put up these four posts. What's the halacha then? That's what Rabbi Elazar was saying, that these four posts, even though there was no well here, and you're very much not allowed to carry in this area, but is it considered a Roshus HaYochid min HaTorah? So that's what Rabbi Elazar was saying. Yes, there's a chiddush that it's min HaTorah. Biblically speaking, even though there's no well here, it's considered mechitzos. And if you throw from Roshus HaRabim into this area, you're going to be chayev. V'zorak l'toicho chayev, says the Gemara Honami Pshita. That's also going taken for granted. De'ilav, in the event that four posts, biblically speaking, would not create a Roshus HaYochid, even without the well, ilav de ba'alma mechitzayi, if any time using these posts, it would not make a mechitza, gabe boir, just because there's a well in the middle of it, heicha mishtari leilitil tulei. How would the Chachomim say you're allowed to carry from the well, which is definitely Rishus HaYochid, to the area around the well, which was a Rishus HaRabim, that can only be Mutter if the area surrounding it, Min HaTaira, is considered a Rishus HaYochid. So if these posts do not create a Rishus HaYochid in any event, even when there's no well, then even if there is a well, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid. And if the Chachamim say, when there's a well, we let you carry there, it must be Min HaTaira, it's always a Rishus HaYochid, even when there's no well. Just when there's no well, the Chachamim said, don't carry there. This is not the way to make a partition to allow you to carry there, Midrabbonon. If there's a well, there was a kula, a leniency, we allow you to use it as a Rishus HaYochid. But from the fact that the Chachamim allowed us to do that when there was a well there, you can take it for granted that it's called a Mechitza Min HaTaira, even when there's no well. So what was the Belozer coming to be Mechadish to us? Says the Gemara, Loi, it's not so simple. Tzricha, there is an element of Chiddush in what Rabbi Elazar said. Afal gav de koboki bo rabim. We're talking about the type of corner posts that it's not that you've cornered in an area and all the people traveling through this Rishus HaRabim are going around the area, and then the area, even though it's just got four posts, but the Rabim, the public, are staying away from it, and therefore we can understand it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. But what happens if the whole public are going straight through this area? You've got the four corner points, the four corner posts, and the Rishus HaRabim, all the people are just walking straight through. So logic would dictate, or we could suggest, that since the Rabim are Boki, are penetrating through the area that's got these corners, maybe it's not considered Min HaTaira. It's not considered a Rishus HaYochid. You cannot have a Rishus HaYochid where the whole Rabim is going through it. Afagav to Kaboki bo Rabim, that's what Rabbi Elazar was being Mechadish. That even though the Rabim, the public, are going through this, nonetheless Min HaTaira, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, and throwing from an area outside of these, of this encircled area, from Rishus HaRabim into this area, is going to be Chayev Chatos. Asks the Gemara, Mike Mashmalon, what are you coming to be Mechadish to us? Are you coming to teach us? Deloy osu rabim umevatli mechitzta. The Chiddush is that even if a public goes through an area that we call a walled in, a surrounded area, that nonetheless it's still called a Mechitza. Ha'omer Rabbi Elazar chodezimna. Rabbi Elazar told us this already once. He doesn't need to say it here again. Where did he tell us this? Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. What happens if the Rabbim, if the public are going through the area surrounded by these corner posts, you should make sure that, or somebody should make sure that the public go to the side and go round these posts and do not penetrate through these posts. The Chachomim said, not like the Tanakhama, the Chachomim said, let the Rabbim go through it, it's fine, it's still considered a Rishus HaYochid. That was Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar, here's where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar commented on this, and they said, the Omer Tarvai, they both said, can, over here, with the Shittas HaChachomim in this Mishnah, that says that you don't need to stop the Rabbim from going through these posts, Hoydiacho Koichon Shel Mechitzos, it has taught us the power of a mechitza, of a separation, of a wall. And even though it's a virtual wall, it's a wall that's relying on corner posts and it's open in the middle. Nonetheless, since it has the status, Min HaTaira, it has the status of walls, even though the Rabbim go through it, that's the power, the strength of a mechitza, that it retains its status of mechitza, even though the Rabbim are going through it. So here you have Rebbe Elazar, who commented on the Chachomim in this Mishnah, that the Hoydiach HaKoichon Shel Mechitza is, that even though the Rabbim go through it, it's still called a Mechitza. So Rabbi Elazar already said it there, regarding that Mishnah, with the Rabbim going through the posts. If so, why did Rabbi Elazar have to say it again, with that Hazoirik, Lepasei Birois, if somebody throws from an area of Rishus HaRabim, outside these posts, into the area with these posts, that you're Chayev? He doesn't need to say the same thing twice. Says the Gemara, no. Ime hosom, if you'd only bring me proof from Rabbi Elazar who commented on the Chachomim in that Mishnah, have him in, I may have thought, can veloy svirale. That when Rabbi Elazar said that from here we see the strength of Mechitzos, it doesn't mean that he himself agreed with this. It could be he himself held that since the Rabbim are going through it, it loses the status of mechitzas. Nonetheless, according to the Chachomim, who they don't hold that way, the Chachomim, the opinion of the Chachomim shows the strength of the mechitzas according to the Chachomim. But it doesn't mean that Rabbi Elazar hold of it. And that's why Rabbi Elazar had to go out of his way and tell us explicitly that Rabbi Elazar also hold of this, that even though the Rabbim are going through it, it's still considered a Rishus HaYochid, and throwing from Rishus HaRabbim into this area, you'll be chayev. Komash Malon, Kan Usfirulei. That's why we needed Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of our sugya to tell us that I agree with the Chachomim, I agree that the strength of Mechitza is that they retain their status of Mechitza even though the Rabbim go through it. And the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan himself also, like Rabbi Elazar, commented that according to the Chachomim, we see the strength of the walls, he himself doesn't hold of this. He actually holds that if the Rabbim go through these Mechitzas, they lose the status of Mechitzas. And Rabbi Elazar, we may have thought the same about Rabbi Elazar. That's why Rabbi Elazar says, no, I hold that even if the Rabbim go through it, it is called a Mechitza, and throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into this area is called carrying on Shabbos from one Rosh Hashanah to the other, and you'll be chayev. Asks the Gemara, v'leima ho v'loi boyahach. So if so, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar just tell us the halacha we started with, that if you throw from an area of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into an area enclosed by these posts, even though there's a Rabbim going through them, Yuchayev is still a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And then we'll know that that's what you hold, and the Rabbi Elazar would not have to then have told us that from the Chachomim we see the strength of the walls. We know that you hold that's the strength of the walls. Answers the Gemara, Choda Michlal Chaver to Itma. The truth is, Rabbi Elazar only did say it by Hazoirik. Rabbi Elazar only said the quote in his name that we started with, that throwing from outside these posts, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the area with these posts, even though there's a Rabbim going through it, that it does not lose the status of Mechita. That's all Rabbi Elazar said. And based on what he said, the Talmidim, they deduced from there that, like Rabbi Yochanan, he held that the strength of the walls are such that the Rabbim penetrating them did not lose its status of the walls. So when it says that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Omri Tarvayu, Hoidiach, HaKoichon Shel Mechitzos, he didn't have to tell it to us there, and he didn't tell it to us there. It was something that was learned from what Rabbi Elazar said in his previous quote. Continues the Gemara. Muta Lahakriv Lebe'er V'chulu. What did we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the Mishnah that you're allowed to make the posts as close to the Be'er, to the well, as you want, on one condition. There's at least 2 amos all the way around the well, between the edge of the well and the areas which is contained within these posts, within these corner posts, these L-shaped corner posts, in order that an animal who's drinking the water can be roishoy verubay, its head and most of its body can be within the roshus ayochid when it's drinking. Other than, but if the posts are closer than that, then if you take out some water from the well and put it next to the well, then when the animal is drinking from this water, it's going to be, most of the animal is going to be outside the posts in the roshus harabim, and we're going to have an issue with that. Let's see the Gemara. Tanan Hosam. We learnt in a Mishnah, Lo yamid odom b'rishus harabim v'yishte b'rishus hayochid. A person who's standing in the Rishus harabim and he puts his head into Rishus hayochid through a window, through a door, and he wants to drink something, he wants to hold a cup and drink in the Rishus hayochid. His feet, he's standing in the Rishus harabim. You're not allowed to do that. Neither should you do the other way around. If you're standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you shouldn't put your face, your head, out of the window, out of the door, and drink in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There's one condition, then you are allowed to do that. If a person's head and most of his body is in the area where the cup that he's drinking from is, if he's standing outside and he wants to drink some water inside, if his head and most of his body is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then you can drink that way. What's the issue here? We're afraid that if most of his body is outside the Roshus, where the cup with the drink weighs water is, he might by mistake take the cup and bring it out towards where he's standing. And then he's going to be taking out this cup from one Roshus to another, which is seriously osa. But if a person's head and most of his body is in the same Roshus as where the water is, we're not worried that he's going to take the water or the cup out into another Roshus. V'chein begas, there's another halacha regarding Maisa, that all the while that you're drinking the oil or the wine, whatever it is, in the press, then if you're drinking whilst you're still in the press, the Chachomim said it's considered an aray, a temporary type of drinking. It's not a kavua, a fixed drinking, and therefore you're not yet chayev to take Maisa. But that's only if you're drinking it inside the press. What happens if you're standing outside the press and you put your head into the window, into the press, and you're drinking that way? The same halacha applies. If your head and most of your body is inside the press, it's considered that you're drinking in the press, because we're not worried you're going to take it out. If most of your body is outside, we're afraid you're going to take it out, and then you'll no longer have this leniency, and therefore you're not allowed to drink that way without taking maestros. That's what we saw. That's a halacha that we know regarding an Odom, a human being that we know that if he's not Roishoi V'Ruboi in the place where he's drinking, we're afraid he's going to take what he's drinking out. Gabe Odom Ha'omar Deboi Roishoi V'Ruboi. It's clear that you need Roishoi V'Ruboi. Gabe Poro. Here the question was, as far as the cow is concerned, Mi Bo Inon Lo Roishoi V'Ruboi. Now this sounds like a very interesting question, because it said explicitly in the Mishnah that we mentioned that you have to have a 2 amma gap between the edge of the be'er, the boyer, and the edge of the enclosed area in order to have room for roishoi v'ruboi of the animal. So what's the Gemara asking? The Mishnah says you need roishoi v'ruboi. So again, we have to make a short introduction, and then the rest of this omud will be smooth sailing. We're not really concerned if the animal himself, however he does that, if the cow takes out some water or even drags out the dish from the Roshus HaYochid into the Roshus HaRabim, that is not our issue. Whenever you're trying to give an animal to drink, there are one of four different scenarios that could take place. You could be holding the vessel, the utensil that the animal is drinking from, or you could not be holding it. You could just put it on the ground. And in either event, you could be holding the animal in place, holding it by its collar, making sure it drinks here and doesn't move away. Or you could just be holding the vessel with the water, or not holding the vessel, but not holding the animal. So that is clear that if you're not holding the vessel, the utensil with the water in, it doesn't matter if the animal is Roishoi V'Ruboi or not Roishoi V'Ruboi. You as a person, as a Yid, you, when you took out the water from this well and you put it into the utensil and you left it on the floor, make sure that the area that you put it down is within the Roshus HaYochid. What the animal does with it is not our problem. So that's clear. If you do not need Roishoi V'Ruboi unless the person is holding the utensil. If he's holding the utensil, there's one of two options. Either he's also holding the animal, and then it's very secure. There's hardly a risk that the animal is going to drag the person with the utensil from the Roshus HaYochid into the Roshus HaRabim, because he's holding the animal very tight. However, if he's holding the utensil with the water and he's not holding the animal, then there's the risk that the animal may drag the utensil which the person is holding. That means the person is going to be following the utensil he's holding in his hand, and he's going to, possibly by mistake, take it out of the Roshus HaYochid into the Roshus HaRabim with the movements of the animal that are dragging it out. And that's seriously osa. However, if the animal is Roishoi V'Ruboi within the Roshus HaYochid, we don't have that concern. We're not concerned that the animal is going to pull the water towards the Roshus HaRabim, because he is mostly in the Roshus HaYochid. Now, of the two cases, and don't let we have to remember, with in any case talking about that the person is holding the utensil. Otherwise, there's no problem. There's much more reason for concern when you're not holding the animal than when you are holding the animal. If you're holding the animal, there's much less risk of the animal pulling it away and causing the person to carry the utensil into the Shusha Rabim than if he's not holding it. Now, there's a number of different combinations. The Mishnah said that Roshei V'Rubai, the animal, must be Roshei V'Rubai in the Roshos HaYochid. That's why you need the two Amis. Now, there's a few different options. One option is that in both cases, irrespective of whether you're holding the animal or not holding the animal, you need Roshei V'Rubai, and if you have Roshei V'Rubai, it suffices. There is a chance that it could be that when you're not holding the animal, that's when you need Roshei V'Rubai. When you are holding the animal, you do not need Roshei V'Rubai because you're holding the animal tight and there's no risk he's going to take it away. There's also the chance that when you're holding the animal, Roshei V'Rubai is enough. If you're not holding the animal, then even when it's Roshei V'Rubai, it will not be good enough. There's also the chance that when you're not holding, okay, we've incorporated all the different scenarios. Let's now see the Gemara inside. And just before we start the Gemara inside, there's two ways of approaching this topic, the different cases. There's one approach: do you need Roshei V'Rubai, or is it okay even without Roshei V'Rubai? That's one way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it and saying, is Roshei V'Rubai enough, or is even Roshei V'Rubai not sufficient? And those are going to be two versions of the same Gemara. We're going to have the half Amud, and then the Gemara is going to say Ikad Omra, another version, and is going to have the whole same Shakravataria, the same backwards and forwards, just not discussing whether you need Roshei V'Rubai, but discussing whether Roshei V'Rubai is sufficient. Let's see this inside. It's now going to be safe sailing, B'Siyata Dishmaya. Gabe Odom Ha'omar Deboya Roshei V'Rubai. We saw explicitly that regarding a person, when he's drinking, he needs Roshei V'Rubai. In the area where the utensil is that he's drinking from. Gabe para mi bo'inon lo Roshei V'Rubai. You'll notice the question is mi bo'inon. Do you need Roshei V'Rubai, or do you not even need Roshei V'Rubai? And it's clear that in some case you will need Roshei V'Rubai. It says that in the Mishnah. The question is, if in all cases, is it only when you're not holding the animal? And when you are holding the animal, you don't even need it. Is it only when you are holding the animal? And when you're not holding the animal, it doesn't even help Roshei V'Rubai? Or do you need it in both cases? That's going to be the discussion. Mi ba'inon la Roshei V'Rubai, do you need Roshei V'Rubai, or iloi or not? So the Gemara starts like this. Kol hecha dekar nokit mono v'loi nokit lo. If you're holding the utensil, and as we said before, if you're not holding the utensil, there's no discussion, you do not need Roshei V'Rubai, the Ritva says it explicitly. We're talking about that he's holding the utensil, the nokit mono. V'loi nokit lo, he's not holding the animal. Loi teboi lecha, there I'm taking it for granted, deboi Roshei V'Rubai milegav. I need that Roshei V'Rubai should be inside the enclosed area, because you're not holding the animal. Ki teboi lecha, when am I asking you whether you need Roshei V'Rubai, hecha de nokit mono v'nokit lo. When I'm not only holding the utensil, but I'm also holding the animal tight, do I need Roshei V'Rubai then? Or no, since I'm holding the animal tight, I don't need Roshei V'Rubai. What's the halacha? Omer li. So he said to him, Tanisua, let's see what it says in our Mishnah. We learnt in the Mishnah, Ubilvacha tehei para Roshei V'Rubai mibifnim v'shoisa. It says explicitly in the Mishnah that there is a case that the animal has to be Roshei V'Rubai. My love, can we not take it for granted, de nokit lo v'nokit mono? It's talking about even in a case that you're holding the animal, you need Roshei V'Rubai. Says the Gemara loy. No, don't take that for granted at all. De nokit mono v'loy nokit lo. It could be the Mishnah is only talking about when you're not holding the animal, and that's why you need Roshei V'Rubai. When you're holding the animal, it could be that you do not need Roshei V'Rubai. Says the Gemara, so how are you now understanding that when you're holding the animal, you do not need Roshei V'Rubai? at all. When you're not holding the animal, then the Mishnah says you need Roi Shev Rubai. Says the Gemara, V'chinokit mono v'loi nokat lo. If you're holding the utensil and not holding the animal, Mishori, you're saying that the Mishnah says that you have Roi Shev Rubai and that's enough? No. I'm going to bring you a brisa, and it seems from that brisa that there's a case where even if you have Roi Shev Rubai, it's not enough. And it certainly cannot be talking about when you're holding the animal, because then there's never a case that Roi Shev Rubai is good enough. And that can't be, because the Mishnah says explicitly there is a case that Roi Shev Rubai is good enough. So the Mishnah must be at least talking about when you're holding the animal. So the brisa that says that Roi Shev Rubai is not sufficient and doesn't even help must be talking about when you're not holding the animal. If the brisa says that when you're not holding the animal, even Roi Shev Rubai is not sufficient, it must be that the Mishnah that says that you need Roi Shev Rubai must be talking about that you are holding the animal. And then we have an answer to our question. Even when you're holding the animal, you need Roi Shev Rubai. Let's see this brisa inside. V'otanya. Lo yimale odom mayim. A person is not allowed to fill up a utensil with water. And we're talking here about within pasei birois. And we're talking about that the animal is roi shev rubai within the parameter of these posts. And you're not v'yitain and hold the vessel and put it in front of the animal whilst you're holding the vessel. B'Shabbos, lifnei behemta. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos in front of your animal. That means we have an explicit brisa that you're holding the utensil, the animal is roi shev rubai inside, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And it cannot be talking about that you're even holding the animal, because then what's the Mishnah talking about? When is roi shev rubai good enough? If even when you're holding the animal, roi shev rubai is not good enough, when is roi shev rubai good enough in the Mishnah? So it must be that this brisa is talking about that you're not holding the animal. And the Mishnah is talking about that when you are holding the animal and you need Roi Shev Rubai. Not like we suggested a moment ago that the Mishnah is talking about when you're not holding the animal. If the Mishnah would be talking about that even when you're not holding the animal, Roi Shev Rubai is enough. When you are holding the animal, even that you don't need. In what case is the brisa correct? That with Roi Shev Rubai, you're not allowed to hold the utensil. There's no case that the brisa is going to be correct. What can you do? Says the brisa. Memalehu, you can fill up the utensil, v'shofech, and pour out the water in front of the animal, v'yishayisamelea, and the animal can drink on its own. So we see explicitly from this brisa that there must be a case that Roi Shev Rubai doesn't help. It must be when you're not holding the animal, it must be that the Mishnah that says Roi Shev Rubai does help is when you're holding the animal. So we have proof from the brisa. Omar Abayi says no. It could be like we said before, that the Mishnah that says you need Roi Shev Rubai is talking about when you're not holding the animal. And when you are holding the animal, you don't even need Roi Shev Rubai. So when is it true what the Brisa says, that even Roi Shev Rubai doesn't help? Omar Ho'itma lo. Omar Abayi said the Brisa is talking about a completely different case. It's not talking about that you're holding a utensil or filled with water whilst the animal is drinking it within the restraints of these pasei birois, when the animal is Roi Shev Rubai in the area. That's not the case the Brisa is talking about. It's talking about a totally new case. What's the Brisa talking about, says Abaya? Hacha be'evus ha'oimed b'rshus ha'rabim. We're talking about that you have a rshus ha'yochid, a home. A bayis, a normal home. You have a rshus ha'rabim with a well in the middle, surrounded by pasei birois. Between the pasei birois and the home, you have a trough, an avos, which is something that the animal eats and drinks from. And this trough is a rshus hayochid in its own right. It's 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high. So now you have this trough, which is going from the area between the posts of the pasei birois all the way till the house, and the animal is in the house. He's sticking his head out of the window and eating from the trough. So what was the discussion? Are you allowed to draw water from the well within the pasei birois? You're now holding a utensil of water in your hand. You're not really allowed to take it outside the pasei birois. But the halacha is, a person is allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah and move something through a Rosh HaYochid. If he's standing on the edge of a Rosh HaYochid, even though he's standing in the Rosh HaRabim, he's allowed to carry something over the Rosh HaYochid, because he's not taken a utensil, an object, from one Rosh to another. So what's happening here? He's lifting up this jug of water. He's holding it above the trough, which is the Rosh HaYochid, taking it all the way to the animal and allowing the animal to drink. So we're not talking about the animals in the Pasei Barais. That's Bryce has nothing to do with our sugya. Omar Abaya Hocha, we're talking about this. Bryce is talking about Ba'evus Oimid Rosh HaRabim, that a trough is standing in the Rosh HaRabim. Gavoya Sarat Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim high. Veroichav Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. It's called a Rosh HaYochid. Veroishe Echod Nichnas Lebein HaPasim, one end of this trough, this Avus, is between the posts surrounding this well. And the other side is adjacent to the house where the animal is sticking its head out of the window. And the Braisa says, you're not allowed to take this utensil to the animal, even though I'm never taking this utensil with water into Rosh HaRabim. It's constantly within Rosh HaYochid, first in the area surrounded by Pasei Barais, and then above the trough. No, it's still Osa. Why? Gezeir dil mechozi leile evus de mekalkil. Maybe whilst you're traveling, whilst you're walking with this jug of water, holding the jug of water over the trough, you might suddenly realize that there's something, a blemish, a problem with the trough, and you're going to want to fix it. Va'osi litikune. You're going to want to fix the trough, and you're going to forget that you're holding a kli, a utensil full of water. V'dorole ledavlo behade. And he's going to take the jug of water by mistake and remove it from above the area of the trough and take it into the area of the Rosh HaRabim. V'kom mapik m'Rosh HaYochid l'Rosh HaRabim. Since we're afraid, and if you do that, you've taken this vessel from Rosh HaYochid into Rosh HaRabim, we're afraid that's going to happen. And therefore, you're not allowed to take this vessel of water over the trough towards the animal. That's what the Braisa was talking about. Asks the Gemara, the rule is, whenever you have a gezeira, the Chachomim were afraid of something happening, and therefore they didn't allow you to do something that could cause you to do that something else. The Chachomim only made their decree if the transgression that we're worried that you're going to do is a biblical one. If we're afraid that you're going to do a serious melacha, that you're going to be chayev for, chayev chatos, the Chachomim said, don't do something else, because in order to help you avoid that situation. But if that situation itself is not chayev chatos, then the Chachomim would not have made a gezeira. Over here, if the Chachomim said, never carry a utensil over the trough, because if you find a problem with the trough and you're going to get carried away, you're going to end up carrying this vessel from the Rosh HaYochid above the trough into the Rosh HaRabim. Well, what if he does? If he does take it, is he chayev min ha-Torah? No. So why are you saying that you're not allowed to do it initially? Why are you making a gezeira to prevent something that you wouldn't even be chayev for min ha-Torah? Why would you not be chayev for min ha-Torah? Says the Gemara, v'chi hai gavna, if you were to get carried away and by mistake take this vessel from over the trough, a Rosh HaYochid, into the Rosh HaRabim, mi mechayev, would he be chayev chatos? Has he even done a melocha of hoitzah, which he's going to be chayev for? If he does it by mistake, he's going to be chayev chatos. V'ha'omer of Safra, omer of Ami, omer of Yechonon. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, ha'mefane chafetz of mizovis lezovis. If a person is moving his own objects from one side of, from one corner of his own home to another, this Rosh HaYochid is perfectly legitimate. He's allowed to do that. V'nimlach, and then whilst he was holding them, whilst he was carrying his objects, he changed his mind, alein, on them. V'hoitzion, and he took them out into Rosh HaRabim. Potter is going to be potter. Why? We learnt in Maseches Shabbos at great length, you're only chayev for taking something from one Rosh to the other if you do an akira. You take it out of one, you lift it off one Rosh, you take it into another Rosh, you put it down in another Rosh. You need all three elements of that melocha. Akira, ha'avora m'rashus l'rashus, and hanocha has to be with the intentions of ma'avir m'rashus l'rashus, moitzi m'rashus l'rashus. Over here, when he lifted up the object, it was with the intentions of putting it down in the same house that he lifted them up in. He wasn't going to take them out of his house. Even if you afterwards take it out and put it down, you're not chayev, because the akira was not done with the intentions of doing a hitzah. His potter shelo hoisa akira mishal rishayno lekach. When he first lifted it up, it was not with the intentions of taking it out. So too here, when this person, when he lifted up this utensil, it was with the intentions of constantly keeping it over the rishus hayochid. So the akira was done without an intention of doing a hitzah. If by mistake he gets carried away and he takes it out, he's not going to be chayev, because the akira wasn't done with the intentions of doing hitzah. And if he's not going to be chayev, why were the chachomim so afraid, and why did they make this precaution to not even allow you to take this utensil to the animal in fear that you might do something that even if you do it, you won't be chayev? Says the Gemara Elo Zimnin that you're right. We're not afraid, or that what made the Chachomim say you're not allowed to take this utensil to the animal was not that we were afraid you were going to take the utensil into the Rishus HaRabim. You're right, because in that case he wouldn't be chayev, because when he first lifted up the utensil, it was not with the intention of carrying it into another Rishus. However, we have another, we're afraid of something else. Let's say indeed you saw something wrong with the trough. You got carried away and you took out this vessel and you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. You took care of the trough and did whatever you had to do. Now, whilst you're carried away, you're going to lift up this vessel with water and put it back into the Rishus HaYochid. You're going to take it back to the animal. Here, when you're lifting it off the Rishus HaRabim, it's with the intentions of bringing it to Rishus HaYochid. And this is very seriously asa, because here you'll have done the Akira with the intentions of doing a hitzah mirshus lirshus, and that's very seriously asa. And therefore, the Chachamim said that you shouldn't move the water and take it over the trough, which is itself in rishus harabim, towards the animal. Let's see this inside. Elo zimnin demetakinle. He's going to fix whatever needs fixing on the trough. V'hodar ma'ayle, and then he's going to again bring back in this utensil. V'koma ayl mirshus harabim rishus hayochid. Carried from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, which is seriously Asa, therefore the Chachamim said it was Asa. And since this Braisa is not talking about feeding an animal with the water whilst the animal is itself within the Pasei Birois, Roshiv Ruboi in the Pasei Birois, you cannot bring proof from this Braisa to our discussion. And then we're back to what we said initially. It could be that when the Mishnah said that you need Roshiv Ruboi, it's only when the animal is not being held. It could well be that when the animal is being held, you do not even need Roshei Verubai within the Rishus HaYochid. That was the first version of this Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Ika de Omra, we're going to have another version of the same Gemara. Gabe Odom Hoka Omrinon de Sagi Leiber Roshei Verubai. We saw regarding a human being that it's enough, it's sufficient for him to have Roshei Verubai, his head and most of his body in the area where the utensil is drinking from, and that's sufficient, as we saw regarding the press, the gas, and as we saw, if somebody wants to drink on Shabbos with his feet in Rishus HaRabim and his utensil of water in Rishus HaYochid or vice versa, we know that it's sufficient to have Roshei Verubai. Gabi poro mi sagi lo b'roisha v'ruba. Here the question is a bit different. It's not mi bo'inon, do we need roisha v'ruboi? We take it for granted that with less than roisha v'ruboi, of course you're not allowed to hold the utensil whilst feeding the animal. The question is, if you have roisha v'ruboi, is it sufficient? Or do we say no? Even if you have roisha v'ruboi, it's not sufficient. We're still afraid that the animal is going to cause the person to carry the utensil outside the restraints of the Rishus HaYochid. That was the question. Misagi lo b'roisha v'ruba oiloi. And the Gemara is saying, Heicha denokit mono v'nokit lo. If you're holding the animal, you're not only holding the utensil, you're also holding the animal, loi tiboy lecha. Then it's taken for granted the sagi lo b'roisha v'ruba. You're holding the animal tight, and the roisha v'ruba of the animal is within the Rishus HaYochid. You have nothing to worry about. It's enough. My question was, denokit mono veloy nokit lo. If you're holding the utensil but you're not holding the animal, in that case there's more of a risk of the animal causing the person to follow it out into Rishus HaRabim. Is Roshei Verubai at all enough? Or do we say that even Roshei Verubai is insufficient? My, what's the halacha? Omar le, tnisua. So again, the Gemara is saying, let's go and see what it says in our Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says explicitly that there is a case that Roisha V'Ruboi is enough. You need two amos, and then if the animal is with Roisha V'Ruboi, you're allowed to hold the utensil and give it to drink. My love, can we not take it for granted that it's talking about even when you're not holding the animal and Roisha V'Ruboi is sufficient? Says the Gemara, lo, you can't take that for granted at all. Denokat mono v'nokat lo. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that you're holding the animal. If you're holding the animal, that's when it's sufficient. If you're not holding the animal, even Roisha V'Ruboi doesn't help. V'hocha nami mistabra, is logical that the Mishnah that says you can rely or that it's enough to have Roisha V'Ruboi is talking about when you're holding the animal. Because if the Mishnah was talking about that you're holding the utensil and you're not holding the animal, and even there it's going to be enough to have Roisha V'Ruboi Mishori, can it be that the Mishnah says that you're allowed to rely on Roisha V'Ruboi if you're not holding the animal? V'Hotanya. This seems to contradict what we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa we saw before. You're not allowed to fill up a utensil with water and hold it in front of the animal, and the animal is Roisha V'Ruboi, it's not sufficient. You can fill up the utensil, spill it in front of the animal, and the animal will drink on its own. From that Braisa, you see explicitly that there's a case that it doesn't work. Even if you have Roisha V'Ruboi, it doesn't work. So it must be that if you're not, it's talking about that you're not holding the animal. If you're not holding the animal, even Roisha V'Ruboi doesn't work. If you're holding the animal, that's when the Mishnah says Roisha V'Ruboi is enough. Says the Gemara, don't bring me proof from that Braisa at all to tell us that it's logical that if you're not holding the animal, it doesn't work at all, because the Braisa is talking about a completely different case as we saw before. Ha itma alo omar Abaye explained the Braisa was talking about a different scenario. Hocha ba'evus oimid b'rusho sorabim gavoya asorot fochim v'roicha v'arbo v'roicha nichnas lebein apasim. Exactly the same as we saw before. We do not need to elaborate on the whole thing again. We're talking about you have a trough going between the area enclosed and the home. The chazi leila evus. The Zimnin, the chazi leila evus, were afraid that if he's going to take the vessel over the trough, he's going to see that something wrong with the Avos, the Mekalkel, it's got ruined. V'osil etkune, he's going to want to fix it. V'dori leila davlo bahadei, he's going to take the vessel with him into the Rosh Hasharabim. V'komapik min Rosh Hayochid Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore, since we're afraid he's going to take this vessel from the Rosh Hayochid into Rosh Hasharabim, therefore we say you're not allowed to take the vessel to the animal. All you can do is you can fill up this trough with water whilst you're still in the Pasei Berois. Don't take the vessel out of the Pasei Berois. Fill up the trough, the Avos, and then the animal will drink on its own. The water will reach the other side of the trough, and the animal will drink it on its own. You must not take out this kli out of the Pasei Berois, even though you're intending to just hold the vessel over the Rosh HaYochid. Ask the Gemara, v'chi agavno mimechayev, even if you did take the kli from the Rosh HaYochid into the Rosh HaRabi, would you be chayev? V'omer of Safra, omer of Ami, omer of Yechonon, ha'mafanech ha'feitz of mizovis lezovis, if somebody is carrying his objects from one corner of the home to the other, v'nimlech aleim, and whilst in transit, he changed his mind and decided, v'yitzion, to take them out, potter, it's going to be potter, sh'lo ho'yso akira misha rishoyno lekach, because when he lifted up the originally did the Akira, when he lifted up the objects, it was not with the intentions of taking it out. So too here, if he didn't intend to take it into Rosh HaRabim, even if by mistake he does, he won't be Chayev. If he won't be Chayev, why were the Chachomim taking the extra precaution not to let you do this? Elo says the Gemara, Zimnin de Mesakin Le, we're not worried about the fact that he's taking it out. We're even more worried for the fact that after he fixes the trough, V'hodor ma'ayele is going to bring the utensil back into the area of the Rosh HaYochid, V'kom ma'ayele im Rosh HaRabim Rosh HaYochid, since when he lifts it off the Rosh HaRabim, he is intending to bring it back into Rosh HaYochid, and that's going to be a proper hitzah mi Rosh HaYochid Rosh HaYochid. To avoid that, the Chachomim said, don't take the vessel outside the area of the Pasei Berois. Continues the Gemara Toshima, Gomol Sheroishay V'Ruboi Mibifnim, in camel that is Roisha V'Ruboi within Rosh HaYochid, Oivsin Oisoi Mibifnim. Oivsin means to force feed. they were afraid when they would go on long journeys with the camels, they would not have enough food. They would force the camels to eat a lot of food to the point that their stomachs would become widened, that it would, their stomachs themselves would take the shape, so to speak, of a trough full of food. That's called oivse noisei. So oivse noisei mibifnim. You're allowed to force feed the animal and force it to eat to the extent that it's called oivsin. And over here it's clearly talking about that you're holding the food, you're holding a utensil that you're forcing it with, you must be holding the collar around the animal's neck, you must be holding the animal, otherwise you would not be able to force feed it. So we're talking here about where you're holding the utensil and you're holding the animal. V'ha'ivus k'manda nokat mono v'nokat lo damya. It's compared to holding the animal, not only the utensil. V'koba'inon roisha v'ruba. And it says explicitly that the gomel, this camel, has to be roisha v'ruba inside. So you see clearly that even when you're holding the animal, that it has to be roisha v'ruba inside. And we'll remember that the first version of the Gemara was a discussion whether you need roisha v'ruba, and the Gemara said that maybe you only need roisha v'ruba when you're not holding the animal. When you're holding the animal, you don't even need roisha v'ruba. Here we have an explicit brisa that seems to say that even when you're holding the animal, you need roisha v'ruba. Omer of Achabar of Hun, Omer of Sheshes, Shani, Gomel, you're right. And over here it's different, because here it's a camel. Hoil v'tzavori oruch, a camel has a very long neck, and therefore it's much easier, even if you're holding the animal, it's much easier for the camel to make a small twist of his neck, and then the person will be encouraged to follow its head outside into the Rishus HaRabim. But, and therefore you need roishei v'ruboi, but it could well be that a regular animal that does not have such a long neck, then even roishei v'ruboi would not be necessary if you're holding the animal. Toshima, we have an explicit brisa. Behema sheroisha v'ruba bifnim. Now we're not mentioning a camel, we're talking about an animal that his head is roisha v'ruboi inside Rishus HaYochid. Oivse noisa mibifnim. You're allowed to force feed it. So you see here clearly, v'ha'ovus, to force feed, must be command nokat mono v'nokit lo. You have to be holding the animal, not only the utensil, v'kaba'inon roisha v'ruboi, and you need roisha v'ruboi. And here it doesn't mention the camel, so you see explicitly that even when you're holding the animal, you need roisha v'ruboi. Says the Gemara, no. My behema, do you know what the brisa means when it says behema? My behema nami diktoni gomel. It's talking about only a camel that has a very long neck. Asks the Gemara, v'otanya behema, v'otanya gomel. We have one brisa that says gomel, and another brisa that says behema. Can we not assume that when it says behema, it doesn't mean gomel? Says the Gemara, if the two brises would have been one brisa, would have been said together, then you're right. Gomel is not behema, behema is not gomel. But here they're two totally independent brises. They were not said in connection to each other. So it could be that the brisa is saying the same halacha. In one place it calls the gomel a gomel, and in one place it just refers to the gomel as a behema. But it could well be that behema means gomel. Midi gabi adodi, Tanya? Are the two brises written next to each other? Tanya Namihochi, we have another brisa that also proves this point, that a camel is different to other animals. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, even though the Chachomim say that you need roishei v'ruboi, and that means if you're holding, even if you're holding the camel, you need roishei v'ruboi, other animals, if you're holding the animal, you do not need roishei v'ruboi. Rabbi Loza Oyser Begomel. Rabbi Loza says that by regarding a camel, even if you're holding it, roisha v'ruboi will not be good enough because it has such a long neck and it's so easy for it to pull away and cause the person holding the utensil to drag the utensil or let it go to the Rishus HaRabim. Hoyol v'tzavora oruch, since its neck is very long, and therefore regarding a camel, the Rebbe Eliezer is even more machmir than the Chachomim. The Chachomim say you need roisha v'ruboi. Rebbe Eliezer says even roisha v'ruboi is not good enough with a camel. So even though Rebbe Eliezer is arguing with the Chachomim, we see explicitly from Rebbe Eliezer that there's a different halacha by camels than other animals. And this is proof to the way we learnt that animals that don't have such a long neck are different to camels, and it could well be that if you're holding the animals, if it's not a camel, even roishei v'ruboi will not be necessary, at least according to the Chachomim. There is a number of different ways of learning this Gemara, but this is the way Rashi seems to learn. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.